The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another week. And Randy and I are doing the show together today, so it's going to be lots of fun and have a great guest. And hey there, Randy. How you doing?
You know, I'm doing well. I'm actually running the controls today, so I'm kind of getting back used to all this stuff. Yeah, figuring out sort of the back office studio, whatnot. And but yeah, so far it got us on, and I think looks like a red mic means you're on. Red mic means I'm on. And
I think we're on. Definitely.
Yep, Randy Stroman is going to join us here at the bottom of the hour. He's a fellow John Maxwell team member, former pastor and life coach and business coach and pretty amazing dude, and he's involved with John Maxwell all over the world doing what they call Transformation Nations, where they go in and actually teach political folks, educators, about leadership, about just a lot of things, and they literally have seen countries transformed, Paraguay, Costa Rica, a couple of them, and Argentina, Guatemala. So they're working now in Denmark, and a bunch of Maxwell team folks are there doing leadership stuff. And, yeah, so Randy's going to join us, and that's going to be at the bottom of the hour. It'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, I'm so we're Maxwell team certified now because we're going to open it up to our members, and that's really fantastic.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see how they're doing this. Great.
Yep, absolutely. And coming up in just a moment here, as we get started, we're gonna kind of begin the show each week with an inspirational, maybe just funny, you know, story from around the world that might be trending right now, and a big thing for us. We always talk about is, you know, loving God, loving people, and how do we do that, right? How do we extend kindness? How are we looking out for opportunities to really be kind to other people, man. Just a simple act of kindness can really change the world for somebody. And there's a lot of stories of those, and I'm going to share one of those in a minute. So how are you today?
Oh, good. The pay it forward, play it forward, always, you know, you never know how you can help someone's life, right? Their day. It's interesting. I was going to mention real quick, I came from a funeral, and it's so sad always, and two people were killed on a motorcycle, which is so horrible, on Saturday. And came from a funeral, and on my way to the funeral, because I just literally got back right on time for this show, and so thank you, sir, for taking over today, so I would have been able to actually call you in the car if I couldn't make it back. That's what I love about this. I love about this. And, you know, it really makes you think about life, you know, how we're here one day, we're gone the next. And, of course, you and I believe and totally that our spirit doesn't die. But that doesn't make it easier for people here on earth, you know, because we love them so much and it's just really difficult. But on my way to the funeral, you know how sometimes you're, you're driving or something happens or all of a sudden you'll see a sign or you'll see something and you'll go, I needed to hear that right now. Or, you know, that's so true. I was going and I'm on back roads and there's a red light and car in front of me and I'm sitting and I'm going, okay, well, you know, because it was at the cemetery. It was a different. It was a Jewish funeral set up a little bit differently than I'm used to a lot. But so I had to, going straight to the cemetery instead of anywhere before. And I'm at a red light. This car stops because I'm like, oh, I hope I'm making it in time. But I'm not going to rush because it's not safe. And there's a bumper sticker on the back of the car with paws, you know, pet paws, right? doggy paws. And it says, who saved who? Isn't that cute? Doesn't that kind of like, it's like, yes, because they are so good to us. And we can learn from, they love us unconditionally, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they love you and they just want to make you happy and they're happy and it teaches you a lot. Who saved who? And you never know who you're, you know. But I saw that and I thought, I'm going to remember that, you know.
Yeah, that's good. I love those just things that make you think, you know, and you see them on a bumper sticker or whatever. And you know what? Those aren't accidental, man. Like you say, it's something that you needed right there. And that's very cool. Very cool.
Oh, and I want to mention one other thing, too. This is what I'm going to do. And it's so fun because you're back on the show, so now I can do all these fun things. Because when I'm by myself, I can do that with a guest or you can change this, but it's nothing like when you're doing it with me, you know, and you're doing it. So
yeah.
It's so much fun. But guess what I'm going to do? You know how people have New Year's resolutions, and it's the end of December, and January 1st, there's all these New Year's resolutions, and the studies and statistics show that within 6 weeks, most of them are gone off the window. They've blown them. They're not doing it anymore, right? And so I thought, what stops us from having our resolution at any time of the year? Why does it have to be January 1st, right? You know, when you're doing or making a habit or starting something, like trying to lose weight and not eating this stuff, and then, boom, you mess up and you eat it. And it's like, so what? The next day, start over again. You don't punish yourself, right? So I thought, I'm going to make my New Year's resolution starting right now in July and start over, and I'm going to do something that you are going to roll off the table because you've known me for a lot of years, and anyone who ever has is probably going to say, this is never going to happen. And I'm going to say 55, and I still feel 40, so I don't like this senior stuff. But, and I'm not a senior. I'm not going to, you know, they can eat their words. But I truly am going to, I mean it, though. I mean, it's true, though. I am going to make myself slow down. And that doesn't mean at all quitting living passionately in life. That doesn't mean not wanting to serve. That doesn't mean projects in other places and giving back, you know, doing what we can do. None of that. It just means slow it down, you know, in a peaceful fashion that works all the way. Because, you know, I talk too fast in this. But at the same time, I don't want to not be me. So that's important because every one of us has our own identity. And when other people start making, you know, you change this, change that, don't change for other people. You change for yourself if you want to change. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Of course, we have to have respect for people. When I go into a meeting, I slow my talking down considerably. You know, the way because my natural tendency is to talk too fast. And it's not because I'm nervous. It's part of who I am, right? It really is, trust me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll talk to myself too fast. No, I'm just kidding. But But that's what I wanted to say. Cause so I said New Year's resolution in July, and I'm going to do it. And I know you don't believe I'm going to do it. I just know you well enough to know you're probably saying, yeah, right. But I'm really going to do it. So, and we can always make changes. And that's the beautiful thing about still, you know, in life, right? So
every day is a new day.
Yeah, we need to just take it as a new day.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I love that. Man, I love slowing down. I love that idea because I know we both think you and I share that. We're kind of like we get excited about what we do, and then I find myself stressing out. And it's just not. Somebody asked one time. This is pretty interesting. Somebody asked somebody. A pastor's were gathered around, and somebody goes, "So, describe Jesus in one word. What's one word to describe Jesus?" And everybody's like, "Well, God, Savior." Love, you know, all these words. And this guy's like, got anything else? And they say, that's about it. What do you got? And he goes, relaxed. Jesus was relaxed.
Wow.
Always.
Wow.
And he just mentions all kinds of different places where that's true. And it is true. We need to relax. I mean, just understand that, gosh, we can walk in that kind of restful, peaceful deal if we want to. It's our choice. It really is.
Now, for me, personally, it doesn't mean I'm going to talk like this. That doesn't mean I'm going to totally not be me. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
What it mean? And it doesn't mean that I'm not going to get so excited when I see, like, a groundhog in the backyard where most people want to kill them, but mine's way, way in the back. And I'm just saying, I mean, excited in a happy way. I think he's adorable. I won't kill them. So, the thing I've learned is, and I know we'll get into real estate and get into what we're supposed to be, also we're supposed to be talking about and all the other, but is the older we get, I think it's kind of like they say a fine wine, you know, is supposed to, like, ferment for years and then get better and better with age. I think if we really do live full on and allow ourselves to grow, when you grow, you're going to change, right? You're going to learn. Mm-hmm. You're going to do. And people need to do it. And the worst thing is, and I guess we have to not take it personally when everybody says something that's negative about us. You know how people like to give their own opinions of everything. You really, in these changes, you need to be who you are, stay who you are. That doesn't mean you won't present. I mean, you go on, you know, actors go on stage or they're in a movie, they have to follow the script, right? So it doesn't mean when you're in sales, you're not going to follow the script. You're an agent, broker, you're dealing with buyers and sellers, you better, you know, get into what's good for them. And of course, you're going to be scripted in the sense of how you say this or what you do here, it's not all about you, it's about them. So, you know, but you still, it's your personality that comes to that. And in real estate, on the side note, for the agents and brokers who are listening, I probably sound like a broken record after 32 years when I'm dealing with a buyer or seller, and there's many reasons for that. Practice, repetition, I can hear, change, you know, I'm still dealing with them. And then also for liability, you do the things the same way over and over and over. You know, you can't be charged with discrimination or something like that, because we would never do that in a million years. But if all of a sudden you're doing things differently all the time, somebody could say you treated this one differently than you treated this one. So there's a lot of reasons. So when I'm mentioning these things, you have, you know, it doesn't mean even being who you are means, you know, not showing respect to other people and honoring what they are about. That's, you know, that's not what I mean, but, you know. So I do want to say before we get really started, people that works for us out of the country, I didn't know, she vibered, we all vibrate all the time, and she vibrated me last night, and she said, oh, my gosh, I listened to Randy and Monica's story, and it helped me so much, and mine was kind of similar to that. And I didn't know any of this because she just started working with us recently, right? And I'm like, wow, that's so cool. Isn't that funny? And it was just last week, so I thought that. I don't even know. She must have been. I don't know if she picked up on the links or whatever, because she is not. She her capacity in working isn't getting into that part of it with us. So isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Never know who you're helping.
That is so cool. Yeah. Hey, if you're just tuning in, we are Natalie Mullinix, Randy Zachary. This is Realty Universal Radio. It is the fastest hour. In radio, Randy Stroman. I had a friend named Randy Roman back in the day, but Randy Stroman is going to join us from the John Maxwell team and talk about transformation in Denmark and changing the world. And this guy is really, really inspirational. Before we dive in, we've got some Ask Natalie questions here coming up in a moment. A couple of them,
that
have come in.
I didn't really know.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll do that. But we also have some people sharing some kind of cool, kind things that happen, and we'd love for you to do that. You can email us. The best email address, again, I'm back new on the show, Natalie, is it still radio@realtyuniversal.com?
Yes,
is
sir.
That what we're doing?
Radio@realtyuniversal.com is great. Yes.
Okay, so Marilyn checking in from Canada. Check this out. This is an act of kindness that somebody perpetrated, if you will, on her. And here you go. She says, color me amazed. I forgot, and you'll love this because you travel so much, Natalie. I forgot about the rules on liquids and carry-on luggage, so when I hit security at the airport, I had to give up all my painting supplies. When I returned a week later, an attendant was at the baggage area with my paints. Not only had she kept them for me, but she looked up my return date and time in order to meet me with my painting materials. Is that cool?
Really?
That is so cool.
Wow, that is so nice. Oh, wow.
That is awesome. So then Clarence checking in from Kentuck, and he says this, I was leaving a store. I returned to my car only to find that I had locked my keys and cell phone inside the car. A teenager riding his bike saw me kicking the tire and saying a few choice words. And the kid says, what's wrong? And I explain my situation, and I said, even if I could call my wife, she can't bring me her car since this is our only car. And he handed me his cell phone. He said, call your wife and tell her I'm coming to get her the key. That's a 7-mile round trip. Don't worry about it. An hour later, the kid returned on his bicycle. I offered him some money, but he refused. He said, let's just say I needed the exercise. And like a cowboy in the movies, he rode off into the sunset.
Oh, my God. I love it. Yay.
That's a teenager.
Wow. Wow, that's fantastic.
We just, you know, we get all theological sometimes, you know, about love God, love others, and what does that mean? It means being kind. It means smiling more. It means engaging people. It means being present. You know, I think Brennan Manning said it once that every interaction that we have with people, we're either adding energy or draining energy. Every interaction.
That's a good way to look at it. We're adding or draining. That's a good way, and it's up to us. That, you know, the thing they talk about, the thermostat, where the thermostat's too high or low, be the thermostat.
Mm.
To make it, that is really, God, that makes you have to really slow down, put yourself in their shoes, and just, wow, relax, like you said Jesus does.
Relax.
Wow, how cool. I just love it.
So,
I love it.
Yeah, if you've got a random act of kindness that has happened to you, we'd love to hear from you, radio@realtyuniversal.com. You can email us, radio@realtyuniversal.com. And, again, just a few more minutes, and Randy Strowman will be joining us. Are you ready for a couple questions? Are you ready?
Yes,
with
sir. I guess I'm always ready for real estate questions. It's like, so I hope
you're
you know.
You're so good at this. Of course, this is your deal, so I haven't even prepped you yet.
Well, hopefully you can't stump me, but if you do, I'll take it. If you do, you'll just, you know, I won't, yeah.
So here's one. Somebody, again, checking in. Carrie from Atlanta, GA, asking, Dear Natalie, as a rule of thumb, what is a fair price or a fair offer? In other words, she's asking how much is fair to offer in terms of if you want to kind of maybe play the little back and forth game and get less than they're asking. You know, that's the typical right game is somebody's got an asking price, and we want to always kind of come in, you know, but not offend them, not anger them. Is there a rule of thumb? Like, what would you think the seller would accept as a fair price relative to your
asking
price?
That's a really, really good question. It really does depend individually where your market is, how the house, if the houses are selling off the shelf, you may end up paying higher than list price. Right? If it's a buyer's market and they're sitting, then, so, you know, they'll tell you, oh, 5%, you know, under is okay. I don't totally believe, I really think you have to look at your market, and I don't believe there's definitely a definite number. People will say 5%, you know, or whatever, but it's an individual thing. So, and also what you're willing to pay. So if the house is overpriced, then you would want to go down to where market value is and then go in a little bit lower. I mean, there's nothing wrong, and sometimes it does offend somebody, but calling if there's a listing agent and just throw out a number verbally and get a see if they how they act. Oh, my gosh, forget it. No way, that's too low. Or we'll just make us an offer. So that's a yeah, but they'll tell you 5%, but I don't always believe that. It depends
it really
on where
does
you are.
Depend on the market, doesn't it? You're right.
It depends on, you know, because you want that one house, right? And Now, if you're an investor, a lot of the investors will try to get it 20, 30, 40% below, and they'll just call everybody until they get a house. But if it's something you really like, and the caller, I'm not sure, that's asking or sent the email in, it depends on, you know, where you are with it. But you can always go up. So you can always go a little bit lot lower than you may feel and offend them, but it's a business deal too. So you can always, you know, kind of go with your gut. And again, it depends on the market. If it's a seller's market and there's 10 offers on the table, it's not going to work. You know, you're going to have to go above price even.
Huh? Yeah, it's really true. It's relative, and you know, like you say, there are these sort of nebulous rules of thumb or whatever, but they, you know, they don't apply to every market. That's for sure. Let's see, one other one here. Will from Henderson, Tennessee, asking, how many homes in an area that I'm looking, how many homes should I see before making an offer? Like if I'm serious about finding a home in an area, how many homes, and there are several available, how many homes should I see before making an offer? Is there a number of homes, or is it just really, again, kind of relative in terms of, wow, you find one and you like it?
That's a really good question, because in today's day, time and market, we have many, many people that are looking on their own and not using agents, and then we have people that are using agents. So if you – and that kind of gives – you need to know your market. If you're working with an agent, hopefully they can narrow down the different locations and areas and say, and only have to show you maybe 3 to 6 homes, because they've done the homework based on what you've, the information you've given them. So, I think if you go out, you're going to be able to see, you go and look at 3, 6, 10 homes on your own. One of the things that's very different today is the internet. We see so many, homes. We see the inside. We get in. We can already go by and drive by. We can get in and look, see what it looks like. Sometimes the photos do not do it justice. Sometimes they do more than what it, you know, sometimes it looks better than it is and vice versa. So how many homes? I think if, you know, you're buying, you always want to make a good business decision. Even if you're buying the home for yourself, you don't want to overpay. You want to get an appraisal, even if you're paying cash. So it's how many homes is what you're comfortable with, actually. Because if you know the neighborhood, say it's an area you've lived in forever, and you know if something comes up like this, I want it, and you go to check it out, and it's 20,000 below market, I don't know that I'd wait to go see 10 other homes when you could buy it right away and not lose it, right? So, you know, the funny thing, I've got to mention something briefly on in this business. There's an art to it. And everybody thinks they can do it, and that doesn't work that way. And I think I see more houses out there have fall-throughs than ever before in years past, because I see more of it because of the internet and people thinking they know all of it, and because people are getting, we're having a lot of people too that aren't used to negotiating or aren't used to keeping the glue of the deal together. So you see more things fall apart than they used to when you had more agents doing it. But now you have many agents doing it that aren't trained, so that's not going to do any better either if they're not trained, right, to make sure your deal is handled properly. So with that said, I just want to mention that because I was sometimes you're given advice and say, we want to negotiate, we want to throw this out, throw that out, do this, and then, oh, no, that doesn't make sense. It's like, yeah, it does. You know what it means? Especially like, if I'm telling you that after 30-some years and thousands of deals, I think I know what I'm talking about, right? It doesn't hurt. No, I'm just mentioning it because there's a time to, you know, so, but there's many, many times the agents aren't working it and caring enough to do it the way they should. So again, I think we're going to see more and more of that until it gets more narrowed down. But for the person asking the question, how many homes? That's an excellent question, but we need more information. You know, if you know the area, if you know what you like, if you know what they're worth, and you see the perfect home. If not, go look at 50 homes. You know, keep looking. But you can sit on the internet and you can look at 50 homes. You know, on the internet, right? Without having to drive to all of them and kind of go, I like this, I like that. What I would ask you to do, if that question came to me directly and you wanted us to help you find a home, and it's for your personal residence, I would say, give me your wish list. Make your wish list. You guys talk. Everything. You make your wish list, and then from your wish list, what are non-negotiables? We have to have this. We have to have this. These other things we'd like to have, and then you know, then you can kind of get a better feel on it. Because there's no right or wrong answer. This is for you, and it's very personal.
Yeah, it's individual. It's a personal thing, and I think a lot of people. I know Monica and I. I mean, she loves I forget their names, but you know, there's all these shows with the house flippers, and you know, everybody's like you say, a supposed real estate expert these days, and yet there are a lot of people. You know, it doesn't always happen the way it does on TV, right? I mean, those people will find a house, renovate it, you know, flip it, and you know. In less than 60 minutes, and make themselves a cool you know, 40 grand, and you're like, dude, I could do that. I could totally do that. It's not that easy,
yeah,
is it?
Not.
No.
Mm-mm. No, I mean, Natalie Mullenix, pros and cons. Yep.
Yeah. Natalie Mullenix with us, of course, and I'm Randy Zachary. We are Realty Universal Radio, and I am kind of doing the producing today, so let me just hit a music bed here for a minute and see what we got going here. I'm just playing with the backstage here a little bit and see what we got. There you go. Okay. So that's the music theme. I'm just playing with some of the stuff. We've got a lot of got a lot of cool things here, a lot of spots. I need to go through here and
some of the spots are past shows. Just so you know,
yeah,
some
past
spots are past
shows
because it makes you don't want it because some of them are an hour long and it just makes it easier for me if I need to do that.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Then you just use them. Boom. Yeah. And
yeah,
I
so
see
just
some,
so you know,
obviously,
they're not a good 1 minute or 30-second commercial.
We are going to be sharing more and more kind of through the commercials and the commercial breaks about Realty Universal and the membership and all of that. And that's exciting. Again, as we've said before, Natalie, just how many years now in the business? I don't want to
32.
32.
I don't know how that happened. It was like today going at the funeral, there were people I hadn't seen because I had to pay my respects, and it's a hard thing. There were people I hadn't seen in 25, 30 years. Isn't that weird?
Wow.
Even longer. I was like, wow. Like, it's
wow.
Nice when people say, oh, you're Natalie. And I say, oh, wait a minute, you're Charles. Oh, that we recognize each other, right? Because that's a good thing, because sometimes people go to these reunions later and they don't recognize them. But yeah, kind of along, I think I'm past that retirement age. That's why I'm loving doing give me the negotiations and give me the membership association and everyone else do everything else. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
We get kind of jaded in our old age, huh? Or old timing,
yep,
of the business. You know, it's funny, a lot of agents I talk to, it's me that I've known for years, you'd be amazed how many women, and men included, didn't even get in the real estate business until their 40s and, you know, or 50s.
Wow.
And and here I've been in since I was 23, so.
23.
Yes,
23
sir.
Years of age. And then, East Coast, Hawaii, really all around the country in terms of Realty Universal, because that's one of the benefits,
yeah,
of course, of plugging in with Realty Universal. And a lot of new stuff on the website, too, right? That's happening. A lot of cool stuff happening.
A lot of changes, a lot of good things. We have to fast forward with technology. It's so interesting. They say people's attention spans now like 7 or 8 seconds. You know, it used to be 3
yeah.
minutes, 6 minutes, and a long time ago it was a lot longer, but it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
They say that about speaking, too. Like, you know, I've kind of just taken over this church, and, you know, the idea of preaching for 45 minutes on a Sunday morning when people really are kind of sleepy anyway, and, you know, they come, but and they're doing their best to pay attention. But literally, we are all now in the MTV generation. I mean, because Mick Jagger's, what, 70, 75? And, you know,
gosh,
so all of us grew up with the MTV generation. And so our attention span is what? You know, I think they say seven minutes. The typical adult now is 7 minutes.
It really is. But you know, like I know you had mentioned to me, I think our guest is coming on in a few minutes, right? We're going to be, well, we've got a few there. Time goes by so fast. But I think for me, kind of being in that middle age kind of thing, but I'm not ready to slow it down too much. I mean, I want to slow down my talking, but I kind of think for me, just growing up from, you know, well, I was born in December 61, so I'm 62. I kind of think we need some of the old ways back, you know. And the beautiful thing about us, like when we're doing a radio show, if it's an hour versus a half an hour, we do the real estate, and we talk about self-help, giving back, God. The funny thing to me is you can always take little blips or, you know, 1 minute or 30 seconds, 3 minutes, and people can turn it off, but no matter what they're doing, a lot of people these days turn everything off anyhow. So for me, and they may listen to it later, and that's the beauty, the beautiful thing about being able to download a show. So for me, I get enough people that say, wow, that helped me there, or that helped me there, and they confess. I don't want to race it so much, you know, because the reason behind it isn't to go get tons of sponsors and tons of business. It really is about giving back and serving, if that makes sense. That's my always been my reason for the show. And we can do other shows, you know. But I just kind of, it's just one of those things that, but I think people miss, like, sitting down with a friend and having coffee and not looking at the phone every 5 minutes, you know. I think people are missing a lot of the back to nature, not everybody, but I mean a lot of that when it's a hustle bustle. So some of the old ways, you know, they say we're not so different from people 1,000 years ago. We just think we are because of technology, but we're really not. You know, when human, I mean, we have so many luxuries now, but, you know, we're still people and we're still human. So I think some of that stuff is nice to keep in the forefront front a little bit. So,
Realty Universal Radio, the name of the show. My name is Randy Zachary, and Natalie Mullenix, of course, president and founder of Realty Universal and RealtyUniversal.com as well. Check that out. And again, our email address is radio@RealtyUniversal.com. And we would love to hear from you. Again, her questions, ask Natalie, you know, kindness, things that have happened to you. We're going to talk more and more about kindness because we really need to prime that pump, I think, in terms of loving other people. Being kind is a great way to start that. And speaking of loving other people, Randy Stroman is on the phone with us. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how are you?
We're fine. This is Natalie. She's
with us. Nice to meet you, Randy. I'm a John Maxwell certified coach now, too, that we're going to offer to our members. Well, and thank you so much for coming on today.
Wonderful. It's nice to meet you.
I'm not
even
seasoned like you yet, so I'm not able to get there.
Well, this is going to be a very quick 20 minutes or so, and because there's so much we could cover with Randy, and we probably want to have him back because there's, again, he's a life coach and a business coach and Fortune 500 companies to small churches and nonprofits, and just done a whole lot of cool things. And now, Randy, how long have you been involved with the John Maxwell team?
Well, I've been involved since the very beginning. Unfortunately, I didn't sign up as a founding member. I was in the next group, just missed it, but I've been there as quick as I could. So,
Congratulations. And so, a lot of what you do, of course, is doing the Maxwell material. And I know currently, John, the last few years, as a matter of fact, has been working, taking leadership, you know, to other countries and talking about transformation nations and stuff. And why don't you talk a little bit about that, about what you guys do with that?
Sure, absolutely. Well, for me, I was introduced to the process of transforming a nation back in 2013. John Maxwell was asked by the president of Guatemala to come and instill a leadership culture in their country through values-based leadership. And so I was one of approximately 150 other John Maxwell team coaches who descended on Guatemala from all around the world. And over the course of that week, we trained about 17,000 people in the values-based roundtable process. And it was a phenomenal week. I saw transformation in people. You know, we see people change from time to time, but to see it happen over the course of a few minutes through a simple tool, it was quite transformational. I was privileged to go to their military academy and do training with officers, and I watched the commanding officer in tears set an action item for that week that was to go home and apologize to his children for treating them like soldiers and ask if he could be their father again. This is just amazing stuff. Yeah. And so seeing the success in Guatemala, John now has about 24 other Latin American countries that have asked him to bring his team in. And since that time in 2016, I believe it was January, end of January, early February, we went to Paraguay. And amazingly, we saw even greater results. Over the course of that week, there were over 250 of us as coaches that descended on Paraguay. And over the course of that week, we trained 18,980 people in the roundtable process.
How do you do that? I mean, I've been to the – how did – well.
All of that was done in small groups. So most of us would go out in the morning, We would do a training, come back, grab a quick bite to eat. Sometimes we'd got lunch, sometimes we didn't. And we'd go right back out in the afternoon and do another training. Well, with 250 of us doing that over a course of a 3.5-day period, it adds up pretty quick.
Wow.
Now, the amazing thing is that in Paraguay, since we were there in January of 16, we've seen 700,000 people go through the Roundtable program, and it's changing the nation, changing the way they think, changing what they value, what's important to them, what they protect. And seeing those two, Debbie and I, my wife Debbie, we really have felt a calling to Denmark. We don't have any connections there. We didn't know anybody there. We scheduled a trip and just showed up and just started to meet people and learn the culture. And it's really led to a passion for the country. And so now our mission is to bring the John Maxwell team and Transformation Nation concept into Denmark.
God bless you. That's amazing.
So let's take that from kind of the preliminary preparation. So the goal with Denmark is to go there. Is there, I'm guessing, a lot of contact ahead of time, planning who's going to be there, the sessions, where? I mean, it seems like a lot of logistics. Is it a week that you're there?
Yeah. In fact, I mean, we're in the very early stages. John Maxwell has not even yet committed to go to Denmark. So, you know, we there are several things that need to occur. And the first thing that needed to occur, on a national call with John Maxwell during the Q&A, I asked him, what would it take to make Denmark one of the transformation nations? And he said it takes two things. It takes an invitation from the country's leader. And in this case, Denmark has a prime minister. So it would take an invitation from the prime minister. And you need to have a team of people on the ground. And I was pleased to be able to tell John that we'd had two visits to Denmark, and we had been building a team. And at that time, we had about 12 people that had committed to work with the program, and we've continued to work to develop that team ever since. We meet with them via video conference once a week, and we're training them so that they then in turn can begin to train others. And so that really was, you know, was step one, is to get a team on the ground, and we're very much in the stage of building that team. Then the second was to get an invitation from their country's leader. Now, for us, as we looked at it and strategically thought about, you know, where's the best place to start that process, Denmark is also a monarchy, and they have a queen. And so we felt a draw to really network to the queen and get John Maxwell an audience with the queen, because we believe the queen has the heart of the people and has the ear of the prime minister. And so that's the stage that we're at right now. We are in the process of writing a letter to the queen, asking for a meeting. And, you know, so the next part of that, really kind of the step three, if you will, is that we had to get Dr. Maxwell into Denmark. We working through our team in Denmark, we successfully found a sponsor for an event, and they have hired Dr. Maxwell to come and speak February 12th of 2018 in Copenhagen. And so that's our target date, is to get Dr. Maxwell in front of the Queen during that visit.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's fantastic.
Wow, that is so cool. Randy Stroman is with us, and again, we're talking about the Maxwell team and their efforts with the Transformation Nations and the Transformation Denmark project. So Randy, when you guys get in there, and obviously there's the plan and already in place and whatnot. Is it, when you talk about roundtable, are you going through specifically, you know, like the 15 laws kind of stuff? I mean, are you going through as much of the Maxwell material, or is it more kind of specific to their needs? Is it tailored more to their kind of requests, if you will?
Yeah, it's a great question. The process we used in Guatemala, in Paraguay, and in the first of the year in 2018, the John Maxwell team is going to Costa Rica and doing the same thing there. So it'll be our third transformation nation. So the process is the same, but the content is customized to the needs of the nation. And what that means is that we work in concert with another organization called Global Priority Solutions, and they have a copyrighted proprietary process of the roundtables, and they have worked in concert with John Maxwell and his nonprofit Equip to develop kind of a hybrid of materials. So some of it is the Global Priority Solutions roundtables, and some of it is roundtables based on John's content. And,
okay.
Again, always tailored to the needs of the nation. So
yeah.
I honestly, I'm not sure how they selected in Paraguay. I'm assuming it was the same, but that is an assumption. But in Guatemala, they actually surveyed the people, and they asked them, of this list of values, what would you most want to see taught to the nation? And they selected the values that were used during that program.
Wow.
And it's simple values like listening and conflict resolution and patience and hard work, simple values that transform the people. And the reason that that's so profound, it's really so simple. In fact, when I first saw the program, I said, this will never work. It's too simple. Well, shows what I know, because that's the reason it works. It's simple, so it's
right.
Easy to duplicate. And but what happens, for example, let's say that the government has a need of wanting people to pay their taxes on time. And so you want to teach the value of honesty so that people will pay their taxes.
Yeah.
Well, in return, the people want to know that the government is going to act with integrity, and they're going to be good stewards of the monies that they receive. And so teaching, you know, the value of integrity is important as well. And the way the program works is we target the seven mountains, seven pillars, seven streams. People call it different
mm-hmm.
things. But basically it's the concept that any society to survive and thrive is supported by these seven pillars of government, education, arts and entertainment, family, faith, and
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure who I left out, but basically those seven
yeah.
pillars of society. So what we've done in Guatemala, in Paraguay, and what we're in the process of doing in Denmark is identifying the top thought leaders in each of those seven pillars and begin to develop relationships with them, get them involved in the process, and it's very much a top-down approach. And that's why Dr. Maxwell will not take this program to a country where we don't have an invitation from the president, so that we can do that top-down approach, because that's what makes it work.
Yeah. Wow. That's the seven pillars, and you know, and to connect and build relationships with the leadership in those areas. Then you begin,
well,
like you say, to be.
Wow. So when you go into a place like Denmark or some of the others, are they the transformational exercises and groups and things, that's basically top down too, and then other people and civilians supposedly, you know, it's not so that people have to pay to get into it? I mean, I'm just not sure how that's structured.
Yeah, no, it's a great question. It probably will be slightly different again by country based on the needs of the country. I know that in Guatemala and in Paraguay, John Maxwell's supporters for the you know, partners that he has in what's called the John Maxwell Leadership Foundation, which is another nonprofit that
mm-hmm.
People have made very substantial donations into that. And so John brought this program into both those countries free of charge to the nation.
Fantastic.
And to the people.
Fantastic.
And of course, you do the math. You start training 20,000 people and you know, the logistics of that alone is astronomical. But, yeah, I'm not sure. I know what it cost. I'm not sure if it's a public number, so I won't share that. But,
right,
but
sure,
let's
sure.
just say that it was hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Wow.
And so that's, you know, that's just, these are leaders who believe in instilling leadership, and they see it as an opportunity to influence the world in a positive way, and they're willing to invest in it, and it's been significant. And you know, again, it's, you'd asked about who's trained. So, you know, basically what we're doing when we go in is we're training facilitators, and that's what's one of the things very unique about the roundtable, is that it's not taught. Teaching is one-way communication. That's where a teacher is sharing information, and that limits you because there are only so many people that are qualified teachers. There are only so many people who are gifted at standing in front of a group of people and effectively delivering material. With a facilitator, your only requirement is that you need to know the five steps of a roundtable, and then you need to be able to read. And in fact, I've seen people do the roundtable where they couldn't read, but I like to use the phrase that if you can read, you can lead.
Right.
Because a facilitator goes in and they go first. That's really what a facilitator does. They understand the five steps of a roundtable. They facilitate by going first, and they lead the way. And then everybody participates. Everybody reads from the material out loud. Everybody shares something personal that they learned from it. And then at the end, everyone does a self-evaluation and then shares the results of that with the group. And then perhaps the most important thing is that each person sets a small, measurable action step that they will do that week in order to live out that value that week in some small way. We want to set people up to get a small, easy win so that they see success, because success then encourages further success and further involvement. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think that if they're going to change, they got to do big wholesale change. And of course, that could be good. But small change over time adds up to big change.
Yeah.
And that's really what the roundtables do. And so we've seen, I've done this program with companies here in the United States, and in about 3 to 4 months into the process, you could see that whole organization take a shift emotionally, where the team came together and they're working in unity and they're working from a common purpose and a common mission. And all of that came because you're instilling a common set of values in the team.
Wow. Randy Stroman with us again, talking about John Maxwell's Transformation Nations. And you're listening to Realty Universal Radio. Natalie Mullinex with us as well, and I'm Randy Zachary. And what I, too, love about, as I think through what, you know, you call it values-based leadership and values-based, you know, material, and literally, I think those of us who are of, you know, of faith, understand that, you know, again, when you talk about values based, you know, you're man, it's just a great bridge, isn't it? I mean, I'm sure, and that's John's whole approach, right? Is that he leads with so much material that is literally biblical / values based, and when it starts working, you know, people want more of it. And what a kind of a bridge or an on ramp to talk to people about your faith as well, right?
Yeah, I think it's I really consider it a kind of a secret weapon, if you will, because the material is written to a secular mindset. And I have never, there may be others in the program that have, I personally have never had the program rejected on content. And I've seen it used in prisons, in schools, in government agencies. I was privileged in Paraguay to go to the U.S. Embassy in Paraguay and do facilitator training there. I've seen this program work in businesses, in churches. And so the content is universal and works whether a person is a person of faith or not. There's nothing in it that's objectionable to them, yet it perfectly aligns with the beliefs and values of a person of faith. Mm-hmm. And so it really is kind of that perfect weapon to go in and be able to communicate, you know, good values that cause transformation in our thinking. Because ultimately, you know, we all want to get better results. If we own a business, we want to see that business perform better. If we lead a team, we want that team to be able to perform better. If we are trying to grow an entrepreneurial business, we want to perform ourselves better. And so that improvement process is something I think that's universal. But change doesn't occur by trying to focus on results. And what a lot of leaders do is they try to change the culture. They try to manage the culture so that the culture creates good results. And culture does create results, but culture is driven by five things before it, and that all starts with your belief system. Mm-hmm. And so what the roundtable process does is that it very subtly and very in a non-evasive way speaks to the belief system that we all have. And the beauty of it is that when an organization or a team goes through it together, you're not told which values are to be your favorite, but because you're picking from a finite list of values and you're adopting those values, then the whole team, in essence, is coming together in unity and developing a common belief system, which causes transformation to occur.
Yeah.
And so I'm very passionate about it. We're dedicating a big part of our lives to bringing this into an entire nation. Denmark will be a unique experience because so far all of John Maxwell's transformation nations have been in Latin America, and this will be the first time that we do this on a national scale in Europe. And I believe that Denmark will serve as a model for other European nations. So we do think that there's a whole lot more at stake here than just one country. But Denmark is small enough we can reach an entire nation. There's just under 6 million people in the nation. Mm. And yet it's large enough to demonstrate that the model can work in Europe as well. And I think that opens up, especially with Denmark being connected to the European Union. And so currently there's 28 nations in there, so we have access to 27 other nations through the EU. And so I think Denmark is very strategic. I think that it's sized right, and I think that, it's a big challenge, but we believe it's very doable.
Man, the Maxwell team thing.
Amazing.
And that's just awesome. It's so cool that it has grown and the influence. You know, I remember sitting in the last year's Global Leadership Summit, you know, sitting in a satellite location in Illinois near Chicago. John did his deal. And I didn't realize that he's the one who encouraged Bill Hybels to do leadership stuff, you know. That Bill Hybels wasn't doing leadership stuff, and John Maxwell invited him to come to one of his things, and then and I'm sitting there listening to John say, what did he say? He just again one of his kind of simplistic. You mentioned simple, but it's powerful, and I love that. He said, just be intentional every day about adding value to people. And that's one of his kind of standard lines. But I mean, everybody in that room, they went, whoa, and they're writing it down. So, it seems simple, but man, if you can take something that's simple, make it life, and then transmit it, in terms of helping other people get it, literally you can change a country. You can change a community, a church, a family. Its principles are so good, and that's exciting. Man, we just have a couple of minutes already. I knew this would fly by. Anything else shaking, in your world? You've got so many, I know, irons in the fire. This is just one of them. You have a lot of opportunity. KenRandyStroman.com is the website. If I could, Randy,
I would recommend if people are interested in getting more information about Transformation Denmark, we have just it's a landing page where you can go and put your information. We promise that we will respect that and protect that information. We're not going to inundate you with information. But if you'd like to know more about this transformation process and specifically even more about what we're doing in Denmark, you can go to transformationdenmark.org.
Oh, okay.
TransformationDenmark.org. And, again, it's not an elaborate website yet, but it is a landing page. You can enter your information, and we'll have somebody get back to you to answer your questions and make sure you've got everything you need.
Wow. So cool, man. I so appreciate you giving us some time today, and I know because I know you're super busy, and this is exciting,
yes,
man.
Thank
I just
you.
It gets stirred up. I mean, Natalie, you know, has been doing this show now for what, 6 years, Natalie, and
almost,
you know, a big
yeah.
part of it has been giving back and changing the world. And how do we do that? You know, she's been very successful in real estate, and but her heartbeat is, you know, to give back, and that's why we do this show and feature people like you doing the real thing. And man, we just appreciate
oh,
you.
So,
yeah.
So fantastic. I just got certified as a John Maxwell certification leader coach this past spring, so that we could offer it to our Realty Universal members and affiliates in a certain fashion. I was so impressed, and I went to the church he had that well they offered. It was of course down in Florida, but at the Marriott, and we could go to church in the morning one morning, and that it was amazing what he did and how he's just an amazing Dr. Maxwell is just an amazing person, and to be in there and be in the church and then see so many people go up and get saved, and the way he did it, he's just God given, you know.
Yeah.
And
well, if
knew,
you have never heard Dr. Maxwell talk about the four pictures of God, you need to check that out, because I have never heard such a clear description of the gospel and why a person should be open to the concept of faith in God as that simple four pictures of God. It's a phenomenal presentation that he does, and it just it
okay,
clears everything up.
Wow.
Wow.
Awesome.
Gives me the chills. So good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Randy,
yeah.
thank you again. And I know we've got to kind of wrap it up here. So, again, we appreciate you taking the time with us. And we'll definitely get you back here because, you know, there's much to discuss in the landscape of leadership, church and business and personal. And I appreciate all that you do in that arena. So thank you. Thank you, brother.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Randy, thank you so much. Oh, could we get your email or just strictly go through transformationdenmark.com to get that information? Or?
Yeah, transformationdenmark.org.
.org, I'm sorry, okay.
Yeah, and
okay,
then
okay.
our website for Debbie and I, you can go to the Stromans, that's THESTROMANS, thestromans.com/home. That'll take you to our business and ministry site and tell you a little bit more about what we do there. But for the Denmark information, that's transformationdenmark.org.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. God bless
you
guys.
Thank you, sir.
God
thank
bless.
Thank you.
All right.
God bless.
Randy Stroman, again, just tip of the iceberg there. That's just, you know, he's been... you know, in the time that I've known him, just such an inspiration. And I was involved with him on a project where I did some voiceover work for some of his video teaching stuff, and just really got to know him. And he does a pastor's roundtable. He's a former pastor, has a heart for pastors who need fellowship and need, you know, communion with each other. And so I'm looking forward to that as well. And awesome. So that's right. You're a John Maxwell team official coach and trainer as well.
Oh my
so.
Gosh, I love it. And you know what he just said? I didn't know because I'm learning. Yeah, because we want, well, I figured why reinvent the wheel, you know, and it is to serve, and the mission is to get out there and help so many people. And John Maxwell Group, because I thought for Realty Universal on our leadership and just about life, you know, supporting and balance of life. So we chose John Maxwell and also Mary Morrissey Group. And those are the two groups, you know, because the foundation's fantastic. God is all through it, and they just the structure is amazing. But I didn't know, I didn't realize that see how it may make it sound and be so simple, which it is so simple, and I just love the way they do it. When we were just told that John Maxwell had said that the if you're going to go to another area, get the invitation, right? Have a team on the ground, and then go through that. It's amazing because. It just gives me the chills at the impact of this.
I love what you said about making it available to, you know, to Realty Universal members as well. I mean, I love that because it's sharing.
Well, that's the whole reason,
just,
you know, because, yeah. Did you think? Because it's just amazing.
Yep.
Yeah. You.
Wow. Well, that is that's it. Flew by again today. That's for sure.
Oh gosh, you're amazing. And see, that's why I want to. I really like the hour because Randy, it's so much more that we cover than just.
Yeah.
Okay, you're buying or selling. This is how we do this, and we can always teach that, and we do teach that in our products and services, and working with people and our training for the members and affiliates, and with buyer, we do all that. I mean, we're very committed to everything we do. But I just think this is an opportunity for us to do what we, you know, just kind of have fun with it, roll with it, and yeah, I really appreciate it too. I love it.
Cool.
Thank you very much. And so when we. Close out. This is since your back is this cold because I got to sit back and listen.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to hog all the time, but obviously,
no, I
want to have a lot more
fun.
It was
perfect.
Yeah, we're going to add a lot more kind of segments to it and a lot more audio. I'm going to play with the back end here and do some new production, get some new spots on, and just some fun, maybe comedy cuts and music. And,
I love it.
You know, all of that.
I love
so.
It. Welcome back.
Very,
I so appreciate
cool.
it. It's amazing. It's going to be fun.
Well, thank you. Thank you for letting me back.
Oh, no, get out of here. This is all God-given, isn't it? We've just gone full. It was amazing.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Aloha.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.